This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The pandemic, in addition to upending the economy, put a lot of big projects on hold. For example, the National Institutes of Health was trying to create the most diverse health data bank in the world, including DNA and medical records. But the pandemic paused in-person recruiting of 1 million participants. Now the so-called All of Us project has relaunched its bus tour. Blake Farmer of WPLN caught a stop in Nashville.
Americans of European descent make up the vast majority of participants in clinical trials. And that's meant modern medicine has missed some things, like the recent revelation that pulse oximeters don't work so well on darker skin. This diverse data bank is meant to provide big data crunching potential and supply participants for clinical trials. Taxpayers have already committed more than $1 billion through the NIH, but it requires something scientists don't do enough of, getting out of the lab. Mae Sandberg is the outreach manager for the All of Us project. She's seeking shade under a tent on a hot summer day. They're set up in the parking lot of an international mall here on the south side of Nashville. It's called Plaza Mariachi. She's helping Maritza Castro, originally from Nicaragua, who walks up to the tents after hearing about the project on Spanish language media. Castro says she's ready to board the bus and offer samples of her blood and urine, along with electronic medical records, despite being a little fearful of how her own health information and genetic material will be used.
Well, yeah, of course I'm afraid, but I know that this is good for other people. It might be a personal inconvenience, but I'm here in this country.
That's Sandberg translating. Castro says she's also interested in the report participants can get on their own genetic risks. She joins more than 350,000 participants across the U.S. who've granted access to medical records, submitted body measurements, and donated at least one biospecimen. Nearly 17% self-identify as Hispanic or Latino, roughly aligning with the U.S. population. Organizers say the data, managed by Vanderbilt University, is extremely secure, though breaches are always a risk, and the scientists who apply to use the data must be vetted. While improving the diversity of research is the goal, Sandberg says informed consent from the participants is a must.
That's why it takes some time, because we want to make sure that people are aware what they're sharing, and they can say yes or no.
And Zoom events just don't cut it when you're asking people from marginalized communities to share every bit of data that exists about their health and humanity, especially given the history in some communities of exploitive research. Edgar Gilrico of the National Alliance for Hispanic Health has been helping identify locations like this one at Plaza Mariachi.
We have to make those cultural connections. Like, I get here and somebody hears my accent. They're like, oh, you're from Colombia. I'm also from Colombia. And then we end up talking about, like, why we're here, how we got here. And then that's how the culture works in our environment. So being in person for us is key.
Through the pandemic, up until a few months ago, the outreach was entirely virtual. Participants can fill out the extensive surveys online and even offer their DNA samples through private lab companies. But that kind of reliance on technology risks attracting the usual clinical trial participants. Beyond racial and ethnic diversity, this project targets anyone underrepresented in bioresearch, which includes seniors.
There are some barriers that older adults might face around digital divide.
Gretchen Funk is with 50 Ford, one of the 100 nonprofits partnering with the NIH. She says when the concept is fully explained face-to-face, seniors are receptive.
They want to leave a legacy. They want to consolidate their experiences over their lifetime and leave something for the future generation. So this program really aligns with that.
Seniors seem to be responding. So far, roughly 40% of participants are over age 60, and the data bank has already yielded some valuable research. It found COVID was in the U.S. weeks before the first reported cases because some of the blood samples already had antibodies. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.